From the Illinois State Water Survey at the University of Illinois Prairie Research Institute, this is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford. The final week of April acted much like the rest of the month, with warm and wet weather pretty much statewide. Average temperatures this week range from the low 50s in northern Illinois to the mid-60s in southern Illinois, between 3 and 6 degrees above normal. The entire month of April ended around a half a degree warmer than normal statewide. A continued active storm track brought multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms this week. 7-day totals range from around a half inch in parts of western Illinois to over 4 inches in near around the metro east area. While the entire state got some rain this week, it was the area around and south of Interstate 70 that continues to get the highest totals. Most of southern Illinois had between 6 and 16 inches of rain in the month of April, exceeding 300% of normal in some places. Meanwhile, most of central and northern Illinois were nearer to their April normal precipitation, or around 1 to 2 inches drier than normal, especially in Joe Davies and Stevenson counties. The storms this week also produced all forms of severe weather, including tornadoes confirmed in McDonough and Effingham counties, and reports of wind damage across central and southern Illinois. Despite setting a new statewide tornado record last year, we are actually ahead of 2024 tornadoes to date this year as we move into May. Looking ahead, a cutoff low will keep most of the state cloudy and rainy this weekend. However, as we move into the middle of next week, temperatures look to rebound in the 70s and low 80s with diminishing chances of rain. Farther out, the outlooks for the second full week of May and the month of May as a whole show best chances of warmer and drier than normal weather. That's good timing for folks to make headway on spring field work or at the very least dry out from what has been a very wet start to spring. This is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford wishing everyone a happy, healthy weekend.